This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, February 13th, God's word for you today is Rehoboth. A scripture reading is taken from Genesis chapter 26, verse 22, and it says, "He moved on from there and dug another well, and no one quarreled over it. He named it Rehoboth, saying, 'Now the Lord has given us room, and we will flourish in the land.'" The background to the story is Isaac reopened the wells his father had dug, which the Philistines had blocked after Abraham's death. Then Isaac started digging his own wells. But when he attempted to dig his own wells, the people would come and fight with him. The first one, he named the place Esek, meaning argument. He found another place and dug another well. But the herdsmen came to fight with him again. So Isaac called the place Sitna, meaning hostility. And this is where our anchor scripture picks up from. Isaac kept digging wells because he was determined to be enlarged. If you're determined to be enlarged, the fact that people blocked something you have done will not stop you. You will go and create another thing. If you're determined to be enlarged, you will not get discouraged by strife. God will create enough space for you to prosper in the land where you are in the name of Jesus. God will make room for you in the name of Jesus. Isaac became so prosperous that the king of the Philistines came to him and said, "You are too big for us. You are too powerful for us. Yes, we chased you away before, but see how God has blessed you. Let's have a treaty." Genesis chapter 26, verse 26 to 29. Please read. Again, it looks like a problem, right? But it is actually a good problem. I pray that you have this kind of good problem in the name of Jesus. I say amen. It means that one day the president of the most powerful nation in the world will come to me and say, "Femi Munehe, you have become too powerful, too wealthy for us. Your influence has become an issue of national security. You have been staying on our land. We accommodated you and offered you citizenship, but you said you do not want it, that you're Nigerian. Therefore, it is time for you to leave because you are too powerful for us." That was the situation Isaac was in. The truth is that Abraham, Isaac, and the Jews know they were nations by themselves, so they did not take up any citizenship from the Philistines, even though they were a powerful nation. And Isaac grew so wealthy that the king asked him to leave. That is a good problem. I pray you have that kind of problem. Listen, God will settle you. People may think they have cheated you, or they may think they are taking advantage of you. But listen, God has sent me to tell you that He will settle you. When God settles you, you will know that this is God. The first lesson from Isaac is, don't strive. I prophesy that striving comes to an end in your life in the name of Jesus. Don't strive. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to keep digging, even as you enlarge me, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.